The Finger Lakes are in the national spotlight. They have made it to Yahoo's online list of 10 lakeside vacation spots that, quote, have it all. The Yahoo travel entry on the 11 lakes promotes the wineries, the Corning Glass Museum, the Watkins Glen State Park, and the Village of Skaney Atlas. The Finger Lakes join globally celebrated spots like Italy's Lake Como, Switzerland's Lake Geneva, and Canada's Lake Louise. And joining us now to talk more about the national listing is Don Jeffries, CEO of Visit Rochester. Don, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Is this the first time the Finger Lakes have made this list, do you know?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely terrific that to be in the same conversation as Lake Como, Lake Lucerne. It's absolutely terrific.
Well, there are a number of these types of lists around. Do they have a measurable impact on local tourism?
They really do. If you look at the Finger Lakes, tourism is really growing. And over the last few years, Visit Rochester has taken a different view of tourism to make it a regional effect. It was interesting. There was a branding study done a year ago, and in the study of Monroe County residents, the number one asset listed for Monroe County was its proximity to the Finger Lakes. You know, you can be in downtown Rochester and enjoy the cultural, the museums, and in 35 minutes be on an absolute gorgeous lake, water skiing or boating or swimming. It's absolutely terrific, and this list will really help us promote the region.
What sorts of figures do we have on people visiting the Finger Lakes, I would imagine, especially in the summer season, from outside of the area?
It's very big. I don't have those statistics with me, but I can tell you that, you know, tourism is a big deal. I'm in Albany today for the Governor's Summit on Tourism, but in Monroe County alone, there's 15,000 direct jobs. We collect about $64 million in county taxes. So the economic impact of tourism is absolutely terrific.
Well, you talked about that regional aspect, Don. Do we know whether the typical Finger Lakes tourist also ventures up into the city of Rochester to see some of our sites here?
Yeah, they absolutely do. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I know there was 100 Canadians playing golf in the Finger Lakes, and I know that they came up to Rochester and had dinner and did some things around our area, actually came to the East End and enjoy some of the festivities that goes on the weekend in the East End. So, yes, we are the gateway to the Finger Lakes. So people often combine their trips with our cultural aspects of Rochester along with the regional impact of the Finger Lakes, Canandaigua, Keuka. Skaney Atlas is absolutely gorgeous.
I think we often tend to forget about the great resources right in our own backyards. Do you think recognition like this does anything for the appreciation of the area by local residents?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it says, you know, hey, we've got something really special here, and we really need to enjoy it and to celebrate that we do have these beautiful lakes that now have been nationally recognized as a place that has it all. And I think our residents are proud of that. And I do think we forget sometimes what a great region we live in.
Well, this is a great feather in the cap for the region. Will this be used in Visit Rochester's marketing outside the area?
Yeah, absolutely, particularly our meeting and convention department that our sales force goes out and tries to book meetings and conventions, our tourism department that promotes the region. Yes, absolutely, we're already incorporating it into our marketing.
Are you ever aware when a group that puts together lists like these are in the area sort of checking it out? You know, like sometimes a restaurant reviewer will be in a restaurant and the staff will know about it. Do you know when this sort of investigation is going on?
Usually not. We just had one last week where a travel reporter from Ottawa stopped in the office on her way out of town just to tell us what she thought, and so we had no idea she was in town. But most of the time we do not. We have a lot of travel writers and people like that we bring into town to show off Rochester and the Finger Lakes region. But usually when they come something like this, we read it in the paper like everybody else.
All right, Don, thank you again for taking the time to be here this morning.